afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show on this Wednesday, September the 8th. Yes, indeed. Wow, already the second Wednesday in September. Rolling right through this month already like a big freight train. Time just marches on, doesn't it? Man, oh man. Well, I hope everybody's out there feeling well, doing all right, feeling okay out there. So far, so good for me and the wife. We're doing okay. Well, my wife has a bit of a toothache, and I have a little bit of a story to tell you about that, and I'll tell you straight ahead right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Today we're giving away a gift card to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes, indeed, old KFC out there. So if you'd be interested in that, all you need to do for a chance to win this is call me and answer one of my trivia questions. I will put you in the drawing for a chance to win, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner and find out who the big winner is this week. So I've got some good trivia questions, not too hard today. So if you want to play, get ready. My phone number is 740-383-9944. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for underwriting the program. And by the way, he happens to be my barber. And so if you'd like to look at my haircut, you can jump on my website at radionate.webs.com. Check out my haircut there. So, hey, I want to tell you that Waldo Fire Department at 8:30 a.m. this Saturday is having a 9/11 remembrance. And, of course, the fire department is right there as you enter Waldo as you're heading south on Route 423, just as you enter the village on the left-hand side. Easy to find. So that'll be a nice remembrance there. I would definitely go, but I will be on vacation, so I will not be here live next week, but hopefully we'll get a rerun on the air for you, so you'll have something to listen to between 4:15 and 5 o'clock. If we don't get a rerun, there will be something to listen to, I guarantee you that, here at 107.1 FM. Okay, my wife's toothache fiasco here. It's still going on. Well, Saturday she got an awful, awful toothache, and if you've ever had one that's infected, you know how painful those are. So we've had a long-standing relationship, and we've been customers at this particular dentist, which we'll remain nameless. It's in Delaware. It's one of those dental chains, I'll tell you that much. And so I called and said, hey, my wife has a little tooth emergency. She's got a really bad pain, and we need an appointment sometime this week. Well, you would think, being long-term customers, that they would be able to squeeze us in sometime this week. Nope, couldn't do it. In fact, they were downright rude to me about it, which was unnecessary, because I know everybody's short-handed, and I know in the medical field it's really rough out there, and I feel bad for everybody, but there is no reason to be rude about it. So I said, now look, I said, this is an emergency and we really need an appointment. Well, sir, we're not going to get you in this week. We have a list a mile long and it's just not going to happen, so you're going to have to just go to the emergency room. Well, if you've ever been to the emergency room for a toothache, there's nothing they can do except kind of relieve the pain by hooking you up to an IV and, you know, giving you some pain medicine, some good pain relievers or whatnot. Well, we were like, what are we going to do? So I found a company here in Marion, and I'll go ahead and give them a shout out. It's the old Dr. DeSantis office over there on Crescent Heights. I believe it's Smile Dental. I'll get you the exact name here, because we aren't even customers with them. We are not even patients with them. And they were able to get us an appointment tomorrow. See, we leave for vacation on Friday. So, you know, we were really needing to get this taken care of before we go on vacation, right? Marion Smile Dental, there at 1240 Crescent Heights Road. Very friendly. Said, you know what, we'll be able to squeeze you in 10:30 on Thursday morning. Just come and we'll see what we can do. And, you know, not even being customers, not even being patients with them, I thought that was pretty cool. So, so far, you know, I don't know what kind of service they'll provide. We'll find out Thursday morning when she goes in. But I'll tell you what, they were so friendly with us. And even though we weren't patients, and even though they were booked up, they were able to get us an appointment. So that is customer service. I was a customer service manager for 12 years at Walmart, and I know how to provide customer service, and I know what good customer service is, and I know what good customer service isn't. That's not good customer service down there in Delaware at that dentist office that will remain nameless that we are customers with. But good customer service here in Marion. And I appreciate those folks at Marion Smile Dental for being able to get us squeezed in there so we can get this taken care of before we go on vacation. So there's my little story. Hey, we'll get to the trivia right now here at 740-383-9944. And we have some new equipment here. We have a couple of buttons potentially to press to get the callers on the air. So it might take me a minute to get the first call, but we'll get her done. We will get her done. Okay, here's my first question. Playing for a Kentucky Fried Chicken gift card today. Giving that away at 4:55 this afternoon. Just call, answer a trivia question. We'll get you in the drawing. Here we go. On to what part of the human eye does the lens focus an image? On to what part of the human eye does the lens focus an image? What is the term used to describe a liquid becoming solid? Oh, this is easy. It's worded different, but it's easy. What is the term used to describe a liquid becoming a solid? Who was the second man to walk on the moon? Who was the second man to walk on the moon? What type of medical scan uses a magnetic field to detect problems in our bodies? They put you in these real tight tunnel-type machines, and they kind of rattle back and forth. As they don't really rattle back and forth, but they go bang, bang, bang is what they do. All right, let's see if we can get this caller on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be the pupil?
What is it again?
Would that be the pupil?
Not the pupil, but a good guess, though. Good guess. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Glad to have you out there listening. I'll go ahead and take your name down, though.
Lee,
all right, that's who I thought, but I didn't want to guess wrong. All right, thank you, Lee, and I appreciate you being out there, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, call and give a guess, 740-383-9944. What was the first successful vaccine to be developed? What was the first successful vaccine to be developed for what disease? Can you tell me that? All right, we're going to go with the same button since we got the one caller on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you, Ernie?
Good. That would be the retina.
The retina, correct.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I just went to the eye doctor, and they have all those charts in there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That you can read about the whole eye, you know, and you're sitting there thinking, boy, this is one complicated eyeball for sure.
Right. Have you been to a fair yet?
I have not been to a fair this year, no.
Yeah, they have. Well, you're going to be gone, so I was going to say the Hardin County Fair is this week, and the Wyandotte County Fair is next week.
Yeah, and then I know the Delaware Fair is when we get back.
Later when they do the horse race.
Right.
Yeah,
we usually don't go on the horse race day.
No, that's a bad day. Yeah, it's pretty crowded. Yeah.
We stay away, and plus it's pretty expensive to get in, actually.
Yeah.
For sure. But I have been to a couple of festivals. There was a little festival in Delaware on Friday night, First Friday, and they had some vendors set up, and of course they had all their restaurants open, so that was pretty neat.
Probably had some food wagons around.
Yeah, and they had they had a pretty decent band playing some pop songs, and then they had another fella playing some old country, and
I heard that
was
pretty popular, you know, in Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. A lot of people were out, and then my wife's daycare, where she works at, they had a booth set up, and they were passing out candy having a big time down there. So,
you got college students around, probably. So
definitely had the college students there, and I'll tell you, there was a lot of good publicity for the daycare down there, and. Yeah, so, and the businesses that were set up looked like they were doing all right, so
it was a good place to
set up down there, for sure. Yeah.
So, you're leaving for the beach, huh?
Leaving for the beach on Friday, yep. To tell you the truth, we don't go out on the actual beach too much because we got an oceanfront view at the hotel, so we just stay out on the balcony and just hang
just
out.
Watch it, right?
Yeah, just watch. Yeah. We're up on the 18th floor, so I'm fixing to get me
a
pair of binoculars.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting me a pair of binoculars to watch the
antics down on the beach.
Might
see some bigger ships out there a little farther.
Right.
You're high enough, you know, that you can see a few miles out then.
Yeah, so looking to see some interesting things out there.
Yep.
So, not too much. Now, in the past, we've hit up a couple of the shows that they have down there. The Pirate Show, and there's a show with some knights. We've hit those up, but not too much into those. We do like to play the miniature golf, and that's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we do that.
Well, if your wife has a tooth infection, I hope they don't hold things up. A lot of times they'd like to start out with an antibiotic for a while first before they can really do anything.
Well,
you know?
she actually had one left over from another time, which I know technically you're probably not supposed to do it, but she's actually been on one for like 6 days.
That's good. that's good.
So she can at least tell them that.
You can... make sure you tell them that, you know, before, so that doesn't slow things down.
Right. So I think it got a little better, a little less painful, so I think it helped.
It's probably working.
Yeah. So I forget which one it was. It was one of those complicated name ones, you know.
Yep.
They've got so many of them out there, you know.
Yep. I usually end up one like with a Z-Pack or something easy.
Yeah, right. Right.
Well, you enjoy yourself.
All right. Yeah, we'll report back and let you know all about it.
Hope you have nice weather.
Yeah, we do too.
I don't see any hurricanes that's too imminent right now. So you know, maybe you can avoid that.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a good time down there. So.
But you know, that's something that I wouldn't really mind being a part of at some point in time.
A hurricane,
you know, just to experience it.
Yeah, just to see what all goes on, right?
Yeah, as long as she's in a safe place.
Take a little video and be like those weather people out there with the wind blowing everywhere, and get your say, hey, this is what I put up with.
Yeah,
right.
About like the blizzard of '78 around here. I lived in town, so we didn't lose our electricity, so it was sort of interesting.
Oh, yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine. I've heard many a story about the blizzard. Yep, absolutely. I was born in 85, so I missed it.
You missed it.
I missed it.
Long way.
Right.
All right. It was okay. Good talking to you, Nate.
Hey, good talking to you, Ernie. You take care.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Jump on the available line. What galaxy are we in? Next question here. What galaxy are we in? What device do we use to measure heat energy? What device do we use to measure heat energy? What happens when you put an object that is more dense than water in water? What happens when you put an object that is more dense than water in water? What was the name of the first U.S. reusable manned spacecraft? What was the name of the first U.S. reusable manned spacecraft? Hi, we're on the air.
Hello there.
How are you?
Well, I'm living.
Good deal. Good.
Hope you're an MRI, buddy.
Yep, an MRI. Boy, those, I'll tell you, I'm a big guy, and those things, I had to have a scan of the brain a while back, and they couldn't fit me into the whole thing, so they got me partially in to be able to get my head in there, and boy, oh boy, those things are something else.
Yeah, they are. They pump you to death.
Oh, boy, they sure do. They had some music in there to listen to, but that didn't help.
They gave you a choice?
Yeah, they gave me a choice. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I said, well, play me some country music. So.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. I've been in enough of them.
Yeah. Those, they definitely are something else, and that's the only time, fortunately, I've had to be in one.
I'm getting my teeth done, and they put one around, and they run it around you, because I have a big knot down in my gum.
Oh.
And they say it's leftover bone marrow, and everybody else thought it was something, so they wouldn't do anything to do my teeth or anything because of it.
Oh, wow.
But they said that's what it is. It was a big bone marrow, so they'd have problems doing anything with it.
Wow.
Anyhow, you were talking about that Dr. DeSantis.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't know if they're still in there, but that's who I used to go to, and he's really super nice over there.
Yeah, he actually retired a couple years back, so I'm not sure who's in there now, but they're still operating a dental office out of there. But, Dr. DeSantis' office, yep, and
yeah,
Dr. Vucinich, you know, his wife.
Yeah, it was really, well, like I say, when I went and stuff, it was really super, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the office staff was just wonderful to be able to squeeze us in like that and say, well, we're coming off of Labor Day, but we'll see what we can do, and looked us right up and got us in. So I'll tell you, I'm always looking to see what good customer service, and so far that was good customer service.
Yeah, that's great. But with the jobs I got to get done, I guess I have to go to real professional people.
Like maybe an oral surgeon?
It's like Aspen or Comfort Dental or one of them big places that can see if they can work around that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because I know I've tried. We talked to Comfort, and they want like $700-$600 just for one plate.
Ooh, boy. Wow.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I had... I had a tooth growing in the roof of my mouth, and they had to uncover that thing and pull it forward with braces. Oh, you talk about an ordeal.
Mm.
Oh, that was something. And that was an oral surgeon here in Marion back in Doctor's Park. He's since passed away, but it was Dr. Murphy.
Oh, yeah. That guy was something else, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He had little flashlights he'd give you, and he'd say, all right, you can take a look at that. Make sure it's doing okay. And they pinch these little flashlights and look in the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, he's the one that took out all my top section.
Oh, okay. Yeah, old Dr. Murphy. Yeah, he lived down near Waldo, but yeah, he passed away. But he was something else.
Yeah. Well, I better get out of here before somebody gets mad for talking so long.
All right. Good to talk to you.
You have a super vacation, buddy.
All right. Hey, you take care.
You too now.
Bye bye. All right. Okay, page 2. What do we have here? Oh, one more question for you. What is the name of device? Well, if I say this one word, I'll give it away. What was the name of the device that was constructed in orbit around Earth between 1998 and 2012? It orbits Earth and houses people. Yes, there you go. 740-383-9944 is my phone number. Those are the trivia questions we have. We're giving away a gift card to Kentucky Fried Chicken. So if you like chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy and biscuits, there you go. It's your chance to win one at 4:55 this afternoon. All right, just jump on an available line. Hey, I want to tell you about something else. Somebody sent me something, and I want to tell you about it. There'll be a homecoming at the Church of Christ and Christian Union, 1709 Belfountain Avenue here in Marion, Sunday, September the 19th at 10:30 a.m. Special music by Andy and Jennifer Waters. Potluck dinner following the service. Come and join them. The pastor there is Wesley Craker. And the phone number for more information, 740-225-7689. That's 740-225-7689. A homecoming and a potluck there. 1709 Belfountain Avenue here in Marion. Sunday, September the 19th, 10:30 a.m., Church of Christ and Christian Union. So, there you go. Check that out. And then also the Waldo Fire Department, 8:30 a.m., Saturday, 9/11, Remembrance service there. So, check that out. Offbeat fun facts I've got for you right here. A full moon is nine times brighter than a half moon. The human brain takes up 2% of human body weight, but uses 20% of its energy. Plants, like humans, can run a fever if they are sick. Wow. Go out and feel your plant. If it's on fire, you know that it's not running 98.6. Polar bears can smell a seal from 20 miles away. The praying mantis can turn its head 180 degrees. Those are an interesting little insect to watch. Praying mantises, man, are they cool. A group of goats is called a trip. Man, those things are a trip. Group of goats. There are more chickens than people in the world. A rhinoceros horn is made of compacted hair. Tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur. And some bears build nests in trees to sunbathe and rest. Yes, go up there and get their suntan on, right? Suntan that fur, right? Turn it gray. That's what's happening to my hair. You know, every time I'm in the sun, I swear I get more gray hair. There for a while, I was going to a tanning bed here in Marion, a couple years ago. And it was nice to get tanned, but I think it was turning my hair a little grayer. And I just don't need that. I'll keep my black hair for sure. All right, offbeat news stack here for you. A Florida zoo said a 44-pound baby manatee being cared for by the facility staff is the youngest orphaned manatee ever treated at the zoo. Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park said in a Facebook post that the manatee was found in the Gulf of Mexico in Sarasota County and was rescued by Moat Marine Laboratory and aquarium staff and field officers from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. The zoo said the manatee weighs only 44 pounds, making it the smallest rescued orphan calf we have treated. The manatee is doing well under the careful watch and care of our animal care team and veterinary team, the zoo said. Also this, a 13-year-old indoor skydiving enthusiast in Japan broke two Guinness World Records for spinning in the wind tunnel. The name is something on the order of Fuyuki Kono, whose passion for indoor skydiving was kindled while she was studying abroad in Australia in 2018, broke the records for the most front spins in 1 minute and the most 360 horizontal spins in 1 minute at the Indoor Skydiving Center in Japan. Kono managed 78 front splits spins in 1 minute and 60 horizontal spins in the allotted time. She said the records were the result of nearly 3 months of training and practice. I repeated the movement over and over to go beyond my limit, she told Guinness World Records. Because the wind blows from the bottom up, a slight glitch in position could easily pull me off balance. You can easily go off center, and you could even hit the wall if you're not careful. And check this one out. A Missouri Nature Center is throwing a Sweet 16 birthday party for one of its most unusual resident animals, a two-headed snake. The Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center, which is operated by the Missouri Department of Conservation, said the female black rat snake, which has two heads with fully functional brains, will turn 16 on Saturday, and visitors are being invited to join the celebration. Alex Holmes, a naturalist with the MDC, said rat snakes typically live about 10 years in the wild, and conjoined twins usually live far fewer years because their body's lack of dominant leadership makes them an easy target for predators. Having two heads or being conjoined twins, as they are, happens in nature, happens in any kind of species, Jamie Kohler, assistant manager of the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center, told WSIL TV. It's just typical that she wouldn't have survived out in the wild because someone would have had her for breakfast or lunch. The birthday party, which lasts from 1 to 3 on Saturday, will feature crafts, games, and a cake for visitors. I wonder if the cake's a two-headed cake. That'd be even cooler. All right, there's our offbeat stack to start off the offbeat. Hey, we are already coming up on 4:45 on a Wednesday afternoon. Currently outside our studios here on South Prospect Street, we are currently at 79 comfortable degrees. What a nice day. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. All right, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-WWGH. That's my number, 740-383-9944. Marion's Talking Place, join the conversation. Answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Kentucky Fried Chicken gift card. What is the term used to describe a liquid becoming a solid? What is the term used to describe a liquid becoming a solid? Who was the second man to walk on the moon? Who was the second man to walk on the moon? What was the first successful vaccine to be developed? What was the first successful vaccine to be developed? Which galaxy is Earth in? Which galaxy is Earth in? What device do we use to measure heat energy? What device do we use to measure heat energy? What happens when you put an object that is more dense than water in water? What happens when you put an object that is more dense than water in water? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. You know, I think I forgot to cross off one of these, but anyways. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hey.
I'm good. How are you, Bob?
Yeah. You sound like you're in a tunnel.
Okay, I'll speak up a little bit there.
Yeah. I hear you on the radio, but I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll get a little closer to the microphone there. Is that better?
Probably that was what you're looking for, Eric.
No, not polo. No, not, good guess, though, Bob. Yeah, not polo, but good guess. All right. Give us a call back, Bob. Try another shot at it. Not polo was not the answer there for the first vaccine. 4:47 on a Wednesday afternoon. Good to have you listening to the program. I appreciate it very, very much. And we are playing trivia, as we do every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. We've got a few minutes left to take some more phone calls and see if we can get some answers here. And I'll tell you what, it's always a good time to be here on South Prospect Street in the WWGH studios. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's radionate.webs.com. You can find recipes, trivia, offbeat news, pictures, and much more. That's all on my home on the web, radionate.webs.com. And, of course, we're also streaming online, too, at WWGH1071.com. That's WWGH1071.com. You can also find the show archives dating back to April of 2019. You can even listen to my first show. We started off, and the studios were in the basement over there next to Lee's Chicken over there across town. Is where I started off. So check that out. Hey, Waldo Fire Department, 8:30 a.m. this Saturday, a 9/11 remembrance. So check that out. It is time for On This Day in History, September the 8th. Hey, we'll go ahead and grab another call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Smallpox.
Smallpox is the answer. How are you today?
Stupendous. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Heck yeah.
Yes. Enjoying this weather out there.
It's beautiful.
It sure is. Sure is. So did you have a good day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good.
Did you?
I did, too. Had a good day. Did some laundry, got the towels done, and I was working on getting them dried. I got to dry them several cycles in my dryer to get them dried for whatever reason.
Well, it's my opinion, that's a good man that will help his wife with the laundry, Nate.
Well, I appreciate that. Yep, I try to do my share to help out. So, and I usually try to do the cooking. She helps me out on Wednesdays when I'm here at the show. But, yeah, I try to help out doing the cooking and the dishes, you know. She's a working woman, so I can do my part to help out.
Wow, look at you. Do you like to cook?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, it's not bad. I don't get too detailed on stuff, but you know, I make a pretty good stir fry. Not too bad.
Yum.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, have a good show.
All right, hey, take care, Sarah.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All righty. 10 minutes until the top of the hour when we sign off and I head back down the road to Waldo. You know, that's where I'm going. And, hey, we got another call coming in. Let's find out who we're going to put on the air this time. Hi, we're on the air.
If you put the item in the water, it sinks.
That is correct. It sinks, absolutely. How are you today?
Just fine.
Good.
Because your show's on. It brightens my day.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Talking to you also brightens my day. I appreciate
you're kind.
I appreciate you calling. And you enjoying the weather today?
Yes, it's wonderful.
It sure is. All right, Miss Janet, I will put you in the stack here.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. You have a good
Bye.
Evening now.
You too. Mm,
bye-bye. All righty. Okay, on this day in history, September the 8th. In 1892, an early version of the Pledge of Allegiance appeared in the Youth's Companion. 1893, in New Zealand, the Electoral Act 1893 was passed by the Legislative Council. It was consented by the governor on September the 19th, giving all women in New Zealand the right to vote. 1935, U.S. Senator Huey P. Long, the kingfish of Louisiana politics, was shot and mortally wounded. He died 2 days later. On this date in 1945, in Washington, D.C., a bus equipped with a two-way radio was put into service for the first time. 1945, Bess Meyerson of New York was crowned Miss America. She was the first Jewish contestant to win the title. 1951, a peace treaty with Japan was signed by 48 other nations in San Francisco, California. 1960, NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, was dedicated by U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower. The facility had been activated in July earlier that year. 1966, on this date, NBC TV aired the first episode of Star Trek entitled The Man Trap. The show was canceled on September 2nd, 1969. 1973, Hank Aaron hit his 709th home run. And in 1974, U.S. President Ford granted an unconditional pardon to former U.S. President Nixon. And that's what happened on this day in history on this September the 8th. Okay, just a couple of minutes left. Let's see if we can get maybe one more call in here. 740-383-9944. Here is the trivia questions we have left. What is the term used to describe a liquid becoming a solid? What is the term used to describe a liquid becoming a solid? Who was the second man to walk on the moon? Who was the second man to walk on the moon? Which galaxy is Earth in? Which galaxy is Earth in? What device do we use to measure heat energy? What device do we use to measure heat energy? And what was the name of the first U.S. reusable manned spacecraft? What was the name of the first U.S. reusable manned spacecraft? 740-383-9944 as we count down the seconds until we do our drawing and find out who is going to be the big winner today of the Kentucky Fried Chicken gift card. We are going to shuffle everybody up. We want to thank our callers today for calling in. We couldn't do the program without you guys, and we appreciate you being a part of Offbeat News and Trivia here every Wednesday afternoon, 4:15 to 5 o'clock, on your favorite radio station, Marianne's Talking Place, 107.1 FM, WWGH, and here we are at 4:55. Okay, let's mix everybody up here and find out who our winner is going to be. And our winner for today on this September the 8th, 2021, happens to be Ernie. Ernie, congratulations, my friend. You won the KFC gift card. So I will get that sent out in the mail to you. But everybody else that called in, thank you, Bob, for phoning in. Ralph phoned in. Sarah, Lee, and Janet phoned in. Thank you very much for phoning into the program, and Ernie as well. We appreciate you very much being a part of the program. It's always a joy. It's a highlight of my week to talk to you folks here at WWGH Radio. All righty. Well, we have just enough time to do our Ladies' Corner. And I've got another recipe for us, of course, today. You can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up. And today I've got mini barbecue chicken cornbread muffins. Mini barbecue chicken cornbread muffins. Whip up a batch of our delicious mini barbecue chicken cornbread muffins. They are perfect for cookouts, potlucks, and more. Here's what you need. 1 egg beaten. 1/2 cup sour cream. 1 package, 8.5 ounces of corn muffin mix. 1/2 cup, 2% milk, shredded cheddar cheese. 2 green onions, sliced. 1 1/4 cups shredded rotisserie chicken. 1/2 cup Kraft Original Barbecue Sauce. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400 degrees. Mix egg and sour cream in medium bowl until blended. Add muffin mix, cheese, and onions. Mix just until blended. Spoon into 20 mini muffin pan cups sprayed with cooking spray. Bake 10 to 20 minutes or until toothpick inserted in enters centers comes out clean. Cool 5 minutes. Remove muffins from pans to wire racks. Cool completely. Use paring knife to cut into tops of muffins to scoop out centers. Discard removed centers or reserve for another use. Toss chicken with barbecue sauce into microwavable bowl. Microwave on to high 1 to 2 minutes or until heated through. Stir, spoon into muffins. And there you have mini barbecue chicken cornbread muffins. And you can get that on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook. It'll pop up with a picture. You can see what they look like and then decide if you would like to make these. If you do, let me know how they taste. You can email me anytime, radionateosu@gmail.com. And that includes if you'd like to send me anything, I would love to get it as well. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. One more time, I want to tell you about this event that was sent to my Facebook page, and it is a potluck, and it will be enjoyable for sure. There will be a homecoming at the Church of Christ and Christian Union, 1709 Bell Fountain Avenue here in Marion, Sunday, September the 19th at 10:30 a.m. Special music by Andy and Jennifer Waters. Potluck dinner following the service. Come and join them. Pastor is Wesley Craker. 740-225-7689. For more info, that's 740-225-7689. And in my home village of Waldo, they're having a 9/11 remembrance service Saturday at 8:30 a.m. It'll be a good time. Just as a reminder, I will not be here live next week. I'll be on vacation down in Myrtle Beach. I'll be back the following week, and we'll report to you the time that we had, let you know what we did. So try to get some pictures up on my Facebook page, too, at Radio Nate, and maybe even the website at radionate.webs.com. Until next time, I'm Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1. It's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. I will talk at you later.
This is WWG.